Welcome to Joe Howarth's Happiness Hacks podcast. If you'd like to find out more about Joe's work, head over to thehappinessclub.co.uk and consider becoming a member. Sometimes on this journey, it's good to be part of a bigger, friendly group, and you get daily strategies and access to trained coaches and mental health professionals.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another Joe Howarth's Happiness Hacks episode. Where I interview some of the most amazing people that are on this beautiful planet, which we inhabit. Today, I have the very lovely Duncan Price with me. Hello and welcome. How are you?
Hi, I'm ace, thanks. How are you?
I'm ace too. I love that word. It's my favourite word ever. So please, Duncan, take it away. Tell us who you are and what you do, please.
Cool. I am Duncan Price, and I am a hypnotherapist, and I love the sound of my own voice, which is rather handy because it's a really useful tool in my business. I help people to... Do you know what? I don't even help people, really. I let people help themselves. I just facilitate. That's really all I do. I facilitate people finding the answers they already know. They just haven't thought to look in the right places for them. That's really all I do. I specialize in helping people with anxiety, and actually more and more recently with trauma. So particularly people who have been through big traumatic events, and big or small traumatic events. The size of them is only down to the individual, really, and their perception of it. I really love the work that I've been doing with a lot of people recently, helping them to really move on from those things that may have happened in their past.
That's awesome. I love that so much. See, in my head, I have you down as the sleep guy.
Yep.
And that's one of your specialisms too, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, I kind of fell into that by accident. I had a lot of clients who I was helping with confidence and anxiety, and there was just so many links and stress related stuff. And there's just so many things that link and then lead to poor sleep and people struggling to sleep, that I found myself repeating the same stuff to a lot of clients to help them with the sleep. So I kind of accidentally became a sleep expert, created a guide on it, shared it with the world, because I think sleep is so important. I know firsthand from my own experience that good sleep just changes everything for me. And I don't think that's something that should cost a premium. You know, it's just a basic thing that we're all capable of. So I want to help people with that. Yeah.
Perfect. Love it. Love it. Love it. So the big question then, we know what you do, which is awesome, and I love it. Why do you do it?
Ooh, you didn't tell me that was going to be on the questions. He says as if he actually prepared. Why do I do it? I do it because, I fell into it by chance. I met a bloke who was a hypnotherapist and I thought it was a load of rubbish. But I liked him and I was curious. So I went to find out more, did my own research into it a little bit, and found it really quite interesting. I actually realized it's actually based on like science and real stuff, not just made up things. I went along and learned self-hypnosis purely as a tool for myself, and was just blown away by how powerful my own mind is. I wanted to share that with the world and help other people with the same stuff. So then I studied hypnotherapy, NLP, and then subsequently in my own time geeked out on various other techniques, tools and approaches. And yeah, that was like 15 years ago now. And I started off using it and mostly doing, you know, fears and phobias and habits, because that's the easy stuff. Yeah. And very valid stuff for people who focus on that. But then after doing it for a while, I got a bit more grown up about it, actually. And I really found a passion for helping people overcome like those bigger challenges for them, the anxiety, the stuff that quite often is there anyway and underlying the coping mechanisms that may have been the habits that I was helping people with prior to that. Why do I do it? Because I love helping people achieve what they can achieve, and guiding them and making the process easier, right? Because there's so much help out there, some of it, most of it, all of it probably really well-meaning, some of it not so effective for the individuals that need it. And it really it really upsets me, actually, the number of clients that I have come to me with the same history and story where they've, you know, been on a waiting list for ages and then had their limited number of sessions of CBT. And they come away having been really overthinking stuff. And now they've been taught to think about it more, and that didn't help them. And they're intelligent, clever people. So then they think, well, I've done this, which is supposed to work and supposed to fix it, and I don't feel better, so I must be really broken. They're not. They're just not. They just need to think a different way about it. They just need a different level of support to help find the answers, the truth that they already know, you know. And it can cripple people sometimes, and it doesn't need to. And it's just it's the unnecessary battling and fighting against it. And I just want to do what I can to help people move away from that, basically. Yeah, sorry. That got a bit waffly.
That's brilliant. I mean, I think you've just described why pretty much every therapist, I'm going to use the word should, do what they do, right? Because, I mean, I'm definitely driven by helping people. And I get a buzz. I get a real, like a physical buzz when I see the change in one of my clients. It gives me a high, like just because I'm so glad that I've had anything to do with that.
Yeah, yeah. It is an honor, isn't it? It's a privilege to be able to play that role and offer that.
Yeah, absolutely. To your pleasure is for them that they've changed what they wanted to change or released what they needed to release and become who they wanted to be. There's an immense amount of pleasure in that.
You know, I got a message earlier, and the messages from clients are always awesome, but messages from family of clients is another thing as well, isn't it? So I just got a message saying, don't know and don't need to know what it is that you're doing with insert name here, but whatever it is, keep doing it, because she's herself again and it's amazing. It's just like, oh.
brilliant. Love that. Love. Okay, cool. So as you know, this podcast is called Happiness Hacks, and I run the Happiness Club, and I am the Queen of Happiness. So what does happiness mean to you?
On one level, you're not going to like my answer, because it means less than I think a lot of people feel it should mean, and it's a passing thing and it's unimportant on one level. However, I get that that's not what you mean when you talk about happiness, right? So to me, happiness has a couple of definitions, and one of them is just it's just a feeling, right? It's a momentary feeling. It's the opposite of sadness. I don't think happiness is any more or less valid than sadness, or any more or less important. I think they're both vital to the human experience. Yeah. However, I would normally use the word contentment for me personally to describe what I think you refer to as happiness, which is a much bigger thing, isn't it? And I remember a while back reading up on Aristotle. He had a lot to say about happiness, because he believed that happiness was the one driving factor for everything that we do. Anything else that's a driving factor for us, we only do because it makes us happy to do it. There's a secondary gain there of happiness. And I think like that chasing the dopamine thing is it's how we're wired. It's how we know whether what we're doing is a good thing or not, is whether we feel happy about it. So in that sense, I think it's a really important thing. Aristotle spoke about the four levels of happiness. Like the level one was like stuff, things, objects type happiness, you know, having stuff, material gain, I guess. Then level two was more about, it was like comparison, isn't it? It's like, it's ego stuff, basically. Ego gratification. Oh, people like me, and they like me more than they like them, and that makes me feel good, which is nice. Then level three was, I look at it as love. So it was like, it was doing good, wasn't it? It was like he spoke about, connection with people and feeling happy because you're helping others, which obviously as therapists we get, right? And then level four was like ultimate happiness or something. I think he called it perfect happiness, or a translation of, it's kind of transcendence, isn't it? It's that next level, that what can I do beyond this? And I think that's where like contentment comes in for me, because it is, it's not about any of the other stuff. It's not about one individual thing. It's about respect for the reality of the present. I think that's what happiness is to me. There we go. I could have made that a much shorter.
That.
Sorry.
No,
yeah,
no,
respect for the reality of the present.
The brilliant journey to get to that. I love that. Respect for the reality of the present. And that, yeah, that's a huge. And I mean, when I talk about happiness, I talk about it being embracing everything, right? Which is exactly that, right? Embracing whatever your experience is right now, whether it's, you know, and like you say about the sadness, happiness, all of those emotions are valid. They all are brilliant and beautiful and have something to teach us, tell us, give us. That for me is what happiness is embracing all of that. So yeah, really similar definition, I would say. Love that. You're awfully clever.
Oh, my thanks.
So if, again, we're called the Happiness Hacks, so would you have, and I know you've probably got a billion, but would you have one hack that you could share with us today?
Yeah. Remove the Lego block. I should probably explain what I mean by that, though, right? So a psychologist did an experiment a while back, which I really like, because it really just kind of highlights an element of human nature. And what they did was they got a load of Lego blocks and spread them out on a table, and they made like a bridge, if you like, that had three blocks on one side and then a flat bit and four blocks on the other side. And they asked people one by one to come into the room, go up to the table, and to make that bridge even on each side, even on both sides. And I don't remember the numbers. It's been a while. I have to actually look it up for the figures. But the vast majority of people added a Lego brick, because there's something innate within us as humans where we feel that we need to do more to make something better. We need to add something to improve it. You know, you could just take away a Lego block from the other side and they would both be even again. So my happiness hack is actually, you as individuals, you already know what makes you happy. Go and do more of it. But don't feel like you need to do something to be or gain happiness. I think actually doing less is more important.
Love that. Love, love, love that. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hurrah. So if people have listened to you chatting to me today and want to know more about the work that you do and how you do it, where is the best place for them to find you?
The best place is whatever works best for them, surely. So my website is mindaffinity.co.uk. You can find all of the information and then the links to the other places, including, of course, Facebook and various other social medias. But yeah, mindaffinity.co.uk.
Brilliant. Awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you for,
sharing
your pearls of wisdom with us. I have loved them. And the time has flown by in about 5 seconds flat. Thank you very much. And if you are listening or watching, please go and enjoy the rest of your day. Have the most beautiful day. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Now go, do. Don't be part of the self-help movement. Go ahead and test this stuff in your own experience. And don't forget to head over and subscribe to this podcast as well, so you never miss a bit. Leave a review and click on the fifth star.